and somebody says, oh, I think I saw you downtown yesterday. Maybe you didn't even go downtown. So you'd say, no, it
wasn't me.
All right. And if you're going to, if you wonder if someone is to go to a certain place, how would you ask them that?
How was that now?
If you you want to know if someone is going maybe to the horse show,
yes,
how would you ask that? If somebody comes in and you say, oh, by the way.
Well, they're going to have the horse show tomorrow. I'm going. Well, you want to go with me?
All right. And how would Mrs. maybe if she went down to the store and she's going to buy some material maybe to make drapes and she wanted to get just a bit of it to see if it'll look right in the room, how would she ask them to cut her just
a scrap?
All right. And if she comes in and she's dressed to go somewhere and you say, well, that's a pretty dress, but that one over there I really think is even, you like it better, how would you say that?
I really think that one's prettier.
And if you say to her, well, of all of those dresses you've got in the closet, I like that one best of all. I think that one is the, of all of them, how would you say? That blue
I think
one.
You would look better in that dress than all you got.
Right. This one, that's pretty, and that one is prettier, but that one is the, would you say some form of pretty to say that it's the one you like best of all? Of all of them? You just say, ah, that's the one I like.
I would just say I like the color that's the best.
The best, all right. And what would she put on if she's already dressed to go to church and she had to go back in the kitchen to do something? She wanted to put on something, not get her dress soiled. She might put on
a regular hostess's apron.
All right. And if you're going to write a letter, you'll probably use a pencil or maybe a
pen.
And the baby's diaper is usually fastened with a
safety pin.
And maybe a long time ago, before we had China or the various other modern things, you might have a cup made out of a metal. What was that?
Well, it was only I ever saw a cup was the China was only made out of tin, kind of tin.
A tin cup. Then.
Yes, a tin cup.
And you might say, a child says, well, I have 9 cents. If you'll give me one more penny, I'll have
a dime.
All right, and counting the number, you'd say
10 cents.
Right. And the top part of a suit is your
coat.
And how would you tell somebody that it has buttons in a certain arrangement? The coat has
this coat is a he'd already see it as double-breasted, but this coat has lined all the way. It's lined with a special lining and something like that.
All right. And if you want to tell somebody, say the color of the buttons and where the buttons are, how would you say that? This coat has
buttons on the sleeves and down the front.
All right. And what might you have a third piece of a suit that you wore inside the coat?
It's the best.
And the bottom part of your suit are?
The trousers.
And did you call them anything else, too?
The pants, they call them.
Either
pants.
One you'd use either one?
Either one is a, but correct in pronunciation would be what I noted to start with. When they said suit, when they began to make suits, they went to saying trousers.
Right. And what about any other things that you might call that article? Maybe not when it was a part of a suit. What else would you call it? Maybe you wore it with different shirts and so forth.
Well, you just call that a pants, because as I went to say, when people wove the clothes mostly at home, when they